Alex Vanichuk was smiling at the sight of construction cranes in action at the site of an ambitious $149 expansion of Langley Events Center Fieldhouse. "I believe it's going to be the best facility in all of Canada for sporting events for dry and ice floors," said Vanichuk, president of the Langley Minor Lacrosse Association, LMLA. "We get most of our playing time, like game time slots and practice times, out of the Aldergrove Arena right now, so this would be nice to have," Vanichuk remarked. Construction got underway on the two-story structure north of LEC Building B in December of 2023 to build three ice rinks and two dry floor arenas plus underground parking, adding some much-needed space for lacrosse, hockey and ball hockey when it opens in September of 2026. In addition to LMLA, Langley Minor Hockey, Langley Girls Hockey, and Valley Ball Hockey, who have space issues of their own, all expressed enthusiasm for getting more rinks and more playing and practice time for their players, back when the project was announced in October of 2023. The expansion of the fieldhouse comes at a time when LMLA registration has recovered to pre-COVID numbers, with 470 signed up for the new season. Those numbers are expected to rise, and that could be a problem without additional space. "As our association grows, we've got to be able to service the kids, so we've got to be careful with registrations," Vanichuk explained. "What happens now is every team gets two practices a week and one game slot. So if we were to grow substantially, without any game time, any extra arena or floor time, then we would potentially have to make cuts. Some of the teams, maybe the younger kids potentially, would only get one practice time a week. Or we'd have to combine teams on the floor." In the rapidly growing Willoughby area, there are a lot of new kids playing lacrosse, Vanichuk noted. "So you're going to need more floor time for just the growth of those families here in the next few years." Vanichuk is hoping to claim some ceiling space in the new facility. "We hope to make one of those arenas a home arena," Vanichuk told the Langley Advance Times. "Because we've got championship banners from over the years, and we've got no place to hang them." Vanichuk was careful to stress that while the LMLA expects to have access to the new facility, nothing has been written in stone. Assuming all goes well, he can see the new space allowing LMLA to host national championships at some point, because we could potentially have seven floors going at once, which would be a pretty cool situation to have seven lacrosse games going on at once at that whole complex. In response to a Langley Advance Times query, the township advised construction remains on schedule for a September 2026 opening. Early in the new year, the site will begin to see the steel arrive, and the walls and roof structures will begin to be erected, an unsigned township statement said. The township also has plans to continue developing the lands it owns north of the LEC, possibly including a performing arts space, which was promised co-funding from the federal government. A Langley Events Center 2040 plan envisions a hub transit village, with housing, businesses, and public spaces and recreation opportunities in close proximity. Upgrades are planned for the new pro soccer stadium, adding more permanent amenities, such as bathrooms and concessions, Vancouver FC president Rob Friend told the Langley Advance Times in a post-season interview recently. "We're working closely with the Township of Langley and the Langley Events Center to invest in the stadium to offer a more premium product," Friend said,